Band, our theme there, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavi and the Out-of-Tone Checks, wrapping up right there, means it's time for another edition of the Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 521 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 15 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 63 our current temperature here in Albany, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring her in and say good morning to Ann Morris. Ann, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm just fine, Cy. How are you?
We are good here in Albany. And how are things in New Ulm this morning?
Oh, it's just a glorious morning. It's a perfect fall day.
Uh-huh. And that time of the year where we start to think about Oktoberfest and all those German fests and things, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You bet. And that's always a big time of the year for you down in New Ulm as well. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But let's start at the beginning. So where was Ann born and raised?
Oh, I was born in New Ulm.
Okay.
And I was raised here also.
Okay.
My mom and dad were Don and Bernice Morris.
Okay.
And my dad started up Don Morris and the Jolly German Band in 1958.
Okay.
So I grew up listening to my dad playing in his music room and composing the music for the polkas and the waltzes and the schottisches that he played in his band.
Okay. And, of course, that was very prevalent back in the days. A lot of venues to play, and I'm sure your dad had a lot of dance jobs throughout the year, huh?
He did. He started out the band with just like two or three musicians, and his idea was that he was just going to play, you know, locally here in New Ulm and like the smaller towns around New Ulm. And his music was so good right from the start that the demand for his band just kept going up and up. And after a little while, he had 8 musicians playing.
Wow.
And they would go all over the upper Midwest. They were in Wisconsin, the Dakotas, Iowa. So sometimes my dad and the band wouldn't come back here to New Ulm from those jobs until the wee hours.
Oh, yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning. So it was a pretty lively time.
Yes.
You know, I was just a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see that the home that I was growing up in, it was different than you know, the homes of my playmates.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It was always very exciting.
I'll bet. And so then, of course, your dad being very successful, he must have had another job besides playing too, I would say.
He did. He and my mom had a cafe, and it was up here on Broadway, which is the highway that goes through New Ulm.
Okay.
And they ran that for about 35 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they were known for, you know, good home-style cooking. My mom baked all the pies and the cakes, and, you know, my dad really knew how to make a good hamburger.
Okay. Oh, that sounds, it's dinner time. I'm getting hungry listening to you. So,
yeah, well, it was always very lively.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was always something exciting going on. Like, you know, if it was the summertime, there were the polka days downtown.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And that was just amazing.
Uh-huh.
Thousands of people would come to New Ulm to enjoy the music and the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And the polka days would start out every year with a big parade, and all of these old-time bands would be on it's called like a flatbed truck, a semi-truck.
Yeah.
Each one was on a separate truck, and they would play as they were being, you know, moved down, you know, they had a truck that was hauling them down Minnesota Street. So all you had to do was stand there, and you heard these different styles of old-time music, and you knew, like, just how diverse that was.
You bet. You bet.
And then after the parade, the bands would line up. You know, they'd still be on those flatbed trucks. Mm-hmm. They would line up along Minnesota Street, and, like, you know, two or three per block.
Sure.
And the couples would just dance from one band to the next, and they'd go down the street, and it was just amazing. And it lasted until the early 1970s.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep, and I got to be part of that a couple of times. I was just out of high school and would go down. Usually that was on Monday night, was the parade, and then all those bands, and I still remember Fez Fritzy on one corner and the Six Fat Dutchmen on another
yep.
corner,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, your dad on another corner, Elmer Scheid, just all of Babe Wagner, all of those good bands. Jolly Lumberjacks, they were usually over in the ballroom, George's ballroom there. So,
yeah.
It was just, and, you know, at that time, there was so much music around, so you didn't realize what we had. Boy, if that was to happen in today's world, people would say, "What's going on?" But it was just really neat back then. So, yeah.
Well, and then you just mentioned George's Ballroom.
Yeah.
That was another hot spot.
Yeah.
You know, people had wedding dances. I mean, every weekend it was filled with... you know, different organizations would have an annual ball, and they'd, you know, crown their queen, and all those old-time bands would be playing at George's Ballroom. And
yeah.
People would go there in droves.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
My dad always played the Fireman's Ball every year,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, the Jolly Germans, and then they would also play the New Year's Eve ball.
Okay.
At George's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fun times there. So that's what you experienced growing up. Yeah. Then, in the meantime, your mom had a career too, huh? After the cafe, probably after they closed that.
Yeah.
There's this little German store.
Mm-hmm. There's Dohmeyer's German Store, which is located in New Ulm,
mm-hmm.
and we're celebrating our 90th year in business.
Wow.
So we're just thrilled.
Uh-huh.
it really is a milestone for us. The store was started on July 18th in 1934 by my grandmother,
okay.
Agatha Dohmeyer.
Uh-huh.
And it started, she just had a one-stall garage.
Uh-huh.
And that was the store. And then about every 10 years or so, my grandfather would build another addition.
Okay.
And over the years, you know, through the 1940s and 50s, he'd add another few square feet. And then, you know, now we're quite a bit larger than a single stall garage.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And we specialize. We're no longer a corner grocery store. We specialize in German items like Biersteins, Kuckucklocks, lots and lots of German chocolate and candy. Dumplings, Spätzle noodles, sauerkraut, six different kinds of sauerkraut, lots of glass Christmas ornaments, smokers, nutcrackers, lots of advent calendars, both the paper kind and the chocolate kind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all from Germany, so it's all very good quality.
Well, that's awesome, and we've been making it a tradition to come down there every year for quite a number of years now, and last year we purchased a cuckoo clock from you, and I'm happy to report that thing is still cuckooing on the hour, every hour,
mm-hmm.
and we just love it.
Well, that's good.
It's really neat. And you don't have to travel all the way to Germany to get it. So that's what's even better yet. So, yeah, it's been a fun time.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, you were talking about my mom.
Yeah.
You know, she had a second career after they retired from the Don's Cafe. Then my mom came back here to the store and helped my Aunt Marlene.
Oh, yeah.
My Aunt Marlene Domeyer spent her entire working life here at the store.
Yes, she did.
And I would pop in and out and, you know, learn some things. And you know, it's still in the family.
Yeah.
And I think my mother really enjoyed those later years, in those retirement years, because there's always excitement here. You know, there's interesting people who come in, and people from all over the world.
Yeah.
There was a lady from Belgium in this past week. A few weeks ago, I had two ladies from India. I've had people from China, from all over Europe.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all over this country too, East Coast, West Coast, Nebraska, you know, the upper Midwest, the Dakotas especially, lots of German heritage out there, and in Wisconsin too.
Oh, that's awesome. So I'm trying to follow this transition then. So your grandmother started the store, but did your mom first run it and then your aunt, or the other way around?
When my mom and dad were first married, then they operated the store.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they needed a different home because their family was growing, and so they moved about a block away and they started the Don's Cafe.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And then my aunt was, she was a young lady at that time, and she took over the helm here at the store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she ran it her whole life.
She did, yep. And, yeah. And I had the opportunity to meet her in her later years there, and just a charming lady. I did a lot of business with her, sold her music, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. So, yeah, she was a very nice lady. When did she pass on?
Let's see, that would be 7 years ago now in November.
Okay, so 2017.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then you kind of stepped up and said, okay, I'll continue this, huh?
Yeah, I had been working off and on in the store for quite some time. And then, you know, I could see that my aunt was having some health problems, and so I came down here and worked with her full time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was a wonderful experience, and I'm so glad that I did that.
You bet.
I learned a lot.
And that wasn't necessarily your first choice growing up. You had done some further education along the way someplace else, didn't you?
I did. I received an advanced degree at the University of Minnesota, and then I went to work there in marketing and promotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for a long time, about 24 years. And, you know, I'd come down here to New Ulm on weekends, and I would help out. So it was a good opportunity for me to learn things. And I also saw a lot when I was, you know, just a kid, because this was also my grandmother's house.
Oh, yes.
And all kids love to go to their grandmother's house.
You bet.
So, you know, I would listen to her talking about the store and running it. And so I think I absorbed a lot of information.
Absolutely.
Which is still very helpful.
You bet. Well, from my vantage point, you've done an awesome job. Now, you still do the radio show on KNUJ in New Ulm on Sunday afternoons?
I do.
You do?
Yes, I do. It's called, the name of the program is Music from Germany, and it comes on every Sunday on KNUJ Radio right after the 4 o'clock news and weather.
Okay.
And it's a program that combines music from the bands that are in Germany. They're not like the Oompa bands here.
Right.
It's a fuller sound, and it's very rich, and it's just beautiful music.
You bet.
And interspersed with those tunes, I've written a script that includes, historical commentary, cultural insights, current events, all kinds of things about the traditions of the German people. And I turn that over to one of the announcers. I turn that script over to an announcer at KNUJ. Her name is Amy Zentz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when you turn into that program, you will hear her speaking.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program. There are people from all over the country who tune in on their computers.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, every Sunday.
Well, that's great. Well, wonderful. Yeah. Well, Ann, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and finish out the show, if that's all right.
Okay, thank
you. All right. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. The brat of the week this week is the smoked Austrian brat, starting with a nice blend of lean pork, seasoned with our special Austrian brat seasoning, smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouses at the St. Joe Meat Market. They are seen on the menus of many of the various German and Oktoberfests held this time of the year. Come in this week and take 30 cents off each package all week long, unlimited quantities. Cooking and hosting at the Brat Sale this weekend out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market are the Y2K Lady Lions. What a great job the ladies always do. Come out and show your support for this great organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage. And while you are there, check out the unadvertised weekly steak specials. There are usually T-bones or rib steaks, club steaks, chuck eyes, or maybe even a ribeye featured on the weekly steak specials. You never know what great deals you might run into unless you stop in frequently to the St. Joe Meat Market. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com. And again, that's the St. Joe Meat Market, thanking you for your patronage. And Ann, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here a few times in the past, we put up a nice meat package. And in this case, we'll probably bring that along down to the Oktoberfest when we come to see you. And hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
Oh, that's been just wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, you are very welcome. And we thank you for what you do there. It's just neat. The folks that have never been to Domeyer's, they don't know what they're missing. You drive up and immediately you can hear the music playing. You must have a sound system wired to the outdoors.
Yeah, we do.
It's so neat.
Thankfully, I have someone who knows how to do that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
maintain it, because I don't know a thing about it.
Okay. No, it's great. And you travel to Germany, what, every year to restock your supplies? And and that includes the music, huh?
Yeah, well, mostly I communicate over the phone and, with the computer these days. But I do go to my favorite suppliers and, pick out some new things. And then I also have some friends in Germany.
Okay.
And, I really like to visit with them. And then usually by the time I get back here to New Ulm, what I've picked out has gone through the shipping channels, and it's almost at my door at that point. So it really works out well.
Sure, sure. Oh, that's great. I just know that the music that you get to hear, it is so good. And it's just such a wonderful experience being in the store. I just really enjoy it.
That's good. I'm glad that you like it. It's very important to me that the customers enjoy coming to the store.
Mm-hmm.
That's what drives me every day.
You bet.
It's what makes me happy.
What are the store hours this time of the year?
I'm open Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. I have, you know, 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
And then on the other days, I'm open by appointment.
Okay.
So, you know, if someone wants to come in, they just have to call a little bit ahead of time and just give me some notice, and then I would open up for them.
Sure. And what is the number that they can call you?
It's 507-354-4231.
And that gets right to the store.
Mm-hmm, it does.
That's perfect. Well, great. And we look forward to seeing you on Oktoberfest. We plan to come down that Saturday morning, and
okay.
We will visit with you then. We're going to feature music by your dad's band right now in the next segment here. Musicians come and play. And again, we thank you for what you do. And thank you for taking time out and spending it with us this morning here on KASM. And like I've told you in the past, the good Lord willing that you and I are still here, we'll do this again down the road sometime. How's that, Ann?
I hope so. And yes. You're very welcome.
Well, great. You have a wonderful day, Ann, and we'll talk to you on Oktoberfest.
See you then.
All right. And there
bye-bye.
She goes. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here on the phone. So, but there she goes, Ann Morris. And she is our, find my book here. Ann is our 521st guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Don Morris and the Jolly Germans in just a moment. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with a theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 521st edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Ann Morris, our guest today, and what a delightful guest she was. Always is, yes, current owner of Domeyer's German Store in New Ulm. So, yeah, very, very good. Well, we're going to feature music right now, like we promised, with her dad, Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, starting out with one called the Bouncing Arnie Polka.
Thank you.
Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called the Bouncing Arnie Polka. It's waltz time, one called the Carol Ann Waltz. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called the Carol Ann Waltz, that featuring Jerry Schmidt on the concertina solo. Concertina player for the years, over the years, for Don Morris and the Jolly Germans. It's Schottische time with Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called the Applejack Schottische. Thank you. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans with the Applejack Schottisch. Takes us to 16 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is 63 degrees and bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. And we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie texting information says, hello from Branson. We're heading home today. And a happy fall from all at Jeannie B's Tours. Lots of autumn fun has been planned for you to enjoy it by dialing Jeannie B at 320-345-1581 tomorrow. Here are some of the October tours still available with limited slots open. So Molly B and Squeezebox, October 7th at the Paramount in St. Cloud. There are six seats on the October 2nd Gull Lake Boat Cruise, Luncheon and Shops of Nisswa. November 4th, a Branson Christmas at the Paramount will entertain you. November 6th and 7th, the Fall Last Call Happy Thrifters Tour is tons of fun. Test your luck on the two-day Slots of Luck Tour to Jackpot Junction. That includes $50 free slot play for everyone and two bingo sessions if that's what you like. November 24th, Jeannie B's guests are off to the La Musique Theater in St. Michael for an Elvis Gospel Christmas show. And the 25th of November, a Grand Old Opry Christmas performance to enjoy. All vacations include motor coach, guide, luncheon, meal, admissions, treats, and prizes. November 25th and 26th, you can experience the holiday lights of Bentleyville in Duluth. This tour includes the beautifully decorated Glensheen Mansion at Christmas time. The Jeannie B's tours to White Christmas at the Chanhassen are filling fast, so call 320-345-1581 ASAP to save your group seats. On November 17th, the Music Mountains and Mistletoe Christmas in Branson departs for 6 days of nonstop holiday excitement. See six great shows, 10 meals, 5 nights lodging, sightseeing of Branson's hidden gems, carols on the bus, holiday goodies, and presents. An optional evening on the Ameristar Riverboat Casino in Casino, farewell party, and more. This holiday tour is filling, so call Jeannie B's. Call now, 320-345-1581. There is something planned for everyone. Yes, your seat is reserved. Just call Jeannie B's. And Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. That's Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, bringing us our first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. 19 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 63 our current temperature here in Albany. Back to the music of Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called the Dreamer's Polka. Thank you. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans with one called the Dreamers Polka. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 64 now our temperature here in Albany. Waltz time with Don Morris and the Jolly Germans. The one called the Dance Along Waltz. Don Morris and his Jolly Germans, one called the Dance Along Waltz. In the final portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Now, the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower, and it helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, always with a nice inventory of brand-new Hustlers on hand, and really a great time of the year to stop on by at Kevin's. Boy, the leaves are starting to change and the weather is really nice, a sunshiny day. It's a beautiful time to head out to Kevin's. Now, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, so he can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses, sharpen your blades. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. Get you fixed up with a brand new Hustler if old Bessie's getting a little tired. For more information, give Kevin a call at 320-363-7459. Kevin's a busy guy. Yes, single guy there, puts in the family farm. And so when he's not selling those Hustlers, he's probably doing field work this time of the year, maybe harvesting some beans or corn. You just never know, cutting hay. So make sure that Kevin's there when you come to see him. Kevin also carries the Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. Handheld blowers, backpack blowers, chainsaws and pole saws. There's self-propelled lawnmowers and more. And they're all powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. Again, give Kevin a call for more information, 320-363-7459. Kevin remodeled the old dairy barn into a nice showroom, so it's just a great place to go out and check out all of this great equipment that Kevin has on hand. And I'll tell you, one trip to Kevin's and you will see what a great person he is. I've seen so many times he's had equipment tore apart, whether it's a big tractor, a lawnmower. Maybe I've seen them with pickup trucks and semis pulled apart right down to the bare bones. And he restores them, puts them all back together again. Very talented young individual Kevin is. So check them out when you get a chance. Easy to find. Look for the big yellow sign hanging from the post in the ditchway there on the west side of the road as you're 6 miles out from St. Joe heading towards Holdingford. Again, that's Kevin's Countryside, bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 64, our temperature here in Albany. Time for a few more selections by Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, starting out with this nice polka, one called Henry's Polka. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called Henry's Polka, again featuring Jerry Schmidt on that concertina solo. Waltz time once again with Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called the Jolly Farmer Waltz. Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called the Jolly Farmer Waltz. We're at 27 minutes now before the hour 1 o'clock time for just a couple more selections. Here's an old standard, one called the Schneider Polka. A great old-time polka there with Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called the Schneider Polka. 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice Landler tune with Don Morris and the Jolly Germans, one called the Tygoler Landler. Thank you. Don Morrison, the Jolly Germans, one called a Ty Uhler Landler, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.